And I'm going to talk about this specific passage. I think it's also important that at this point we do the big reveal of our passage for the year. Thank you. Drum roll, please. And it's Joshua 1:9. Yay! Okay, I have to say I am really excited about this because this is one of my favorite Bible passages of all time. I did not actually have anything to do with this. I was just like, I saw the chain of emails going through going, what are we going to do? I don't know. Have we thought about this one? Have we thought about this one? And I was like, yes, come on. I love this passage. Okay, Joshua is one of my heroes. Okay, he is the reason that Josh is named Josh. Okay, I'm sorry. It's just how it is. Okay, also, not entirely relevant, but also this was the Bible passage that Sylvia and I had when we got married. It was, trust me. Okay. Nice to see you remember. It's imprinted. Nice. Okay. So this passage means a lot to me, at least. After the death of Moses, the Lord spoke to Joshua. Joshua, the son of Nun, was Moses' assistant. Moses had served as Joshua's mentor for, I've said 80-ish years, but I think it's probably fair to say 40-ish years, because we don't really know much about Joshua's first 40 years, okay? It's the second 40 years there where he really comes into his own. And he becomes Moses' assistant, and he follows him around, and he makes sure that stuff gets done, okay? And Joshua had been chosen because he stood out. In Deuteronomy, it says, commence this assistant as one who was filled with the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands on him. And the issue, like, to bade him doing as the Lord had commanded Moses. What have I written? Okay, so there's this whole idea that Joshua has been chosen specifically by God to follow on from Moses. The next passage is, now proceed across the Jordan into the land that I am giving you. The land was a gift promised ages ago, centuries, 400-ish years before, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. The Israelites would go into slavery in Egypt, spend a few hundred years there, and then be brought out of slavery by God, who would eventually bring them into their promised land, back to their own land. This promise continued to be repeated throughout Deuteronomy, throughout Numbers, throughout the early Bible. Next passage. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. This passage is huge. It's a great promise. God was saying, I will be with you, which is repeated throughout the Bible. And in fact, leads to another one of my favorite Bible passages, which is the end of Matthew, the Great Commission, I will be with you for all time. I will be with you until the very end of the age. This Emmanuel principle is stressed again and again throughout Joshua. Joshua has seen what God's presence has meant to Moses in his own life. Therefore, he was greatly encouraged, as God's people should be, by the promise of his presence in our lives. Joshua's faith that God would help the Israelites conquer the Canaan results in God promising to be with him. Almost as an aside, God promises Joshua not to fail or forsake him. Why did God approach his promise to Joshua from two different directions? Could it possibly be because God foresaw the tough challenges that Joshua was going to have to face? When I think back on my own life, on the own times when I have had to face difficult situations, I have known that God has been with me in all things. God has been with me there, supporting me, loving me, caring for me, even when it has felt like nobody else has. Be strong and courageous. Four times, this commandment, to be strong and courageous, is repeated in the words very similar to Deuteronomy. Strength and courage are needed to face the opposition, to live personally by the teaching of the Word of God, and to walk in fellowship with the living God. Do not turn from it. Meditate on it day and night. Effective leadership called for concentrated meditation and musing on the law of God. I think this is still true today. I would hope that Peter and I do spend quite a lot of time thinking about, musing, contemplating God's word. Okay. And this word was not to depart from his mouth. For mortals do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We are to talk about the word of God. We are to think about the word of God. And we are to obey the word of God. It's been a New Year's tradition for us this year that we are actually going to try and have dinner around the dinner table. We are actually going to have a conversation. It's working quite well so far, and we haven't had any deeper meaningfuls yet, but there's still time, there's still hope. And I want our conversations to be deep and meaningful. I want Ben and Josh to be able to ask questions about what were you burbling on about in church this morning? Really, honestly, what was it you were going on about? It's all right, you can ask questions. I want Sylve to be able to challenge me. I want me to be able to challenge Sylve. I want us to grow in faith together as a family. We often perceive study, and I'm sorry for all the teachers in the room, we often perceive study as something we have to repeat time and time again so it'll go in. Okay? But the thing is that the counterpoint to that is meditation is kind of, well, as I understand meditation, is kind of letting your mind go. So you can just sort of float and enjoy. And it's an interesting juxtaposition. In this passage, study and meditation are inseparable. Joshua had to know the law before he could meditate on it. He had to have remembered it. He had to know what it was before he could sit and just release himself to meditate in it. I used to work for a man who was brilliant, but he had this thing where he didn't like us to think. He liked us to marinate in ideas. And I kind of think of this sort of like big warm bath of God's word, and I'm just sitting in it and going, oh, this is good. Okay. So I want to marinate in the word of God. As we leave here this morning, as Emma and Tobias are in a whole new chapter of their continuing journey with God, let us be strong. Let us be brave. Let us be courageous. Let us not be frightened or dismayed. For the Lord our God is with us wherever we go. Thank you very much. We are now going to sing our next song, which is Build Your Kingdom Here. I hope.